space shuttle segment here on the program. Well, we continue talking about the space shuttle program coming to an end this morning with the touchdown of Atlantis. Is joining us now on the ticket hotline is a gentleman who claims to have been involved in more space shuttle missions than anybody in the history of the program. I didn't get your name, sir.
Good morning. It's Miltonson Karkalikian.
Miltonson Karkalikian.
How are you guys doing down there in Dallas?
Okay.
We're good, and I'm assuming since you are a veteran astronaut that you have some rank within the program. Are you Commander Karkalikian, or?
I'm a platinum-level astronaut. They go kind of along levels like that. You first your bronze, and then your silver, then gold, and then platinum. I'm a platinum-level astronaut. I'm not a general or anything like that. I was mainly a navigator on these missions. I've been an astronaut for 25 years, flown over 26 shuttle missions.
Wow.
First double amputee into space.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Which limbs did you have removed?
Well, no limbs. Both my balls.
What?
I had both of them amputated. I was done having my kids, so, you know, what? I got that surgery, whatever they call it, vasectomy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that doesn't...
That doesn't make you a double amputee.
No. But I was mainly a navigator on most of the missions. That was my job. I only piloted once or twice. But mainly a navigator.
Now, what do you do as a navigator?
Job to program the GPS, make sure we have the correct address put in, and reroute the shortest direct distances and that sort of thing, avoid traffic.
That's how it worked on the space shuttle?
Yeah, and every once in a while, you know, I'd reprogram the voice and switch from one English lady to another sounding English lady. Well, you guys got to be excited about the Mavericks.
They did win it all, sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I love Dallas. I haven't been there in a while. I have some family that lives there. I haven't seen them in some time. But actually, I worked in Dallas for a while before I became an astronaut.
Oh, really? Were you like an engineer or something? Or?
Oh, no, I worked at the original Chili's on Greenville. It's kind of strange, right? Going from making old-timers with cheese to shooting stars out of the sky with a laser cannon. Doing all that astronaut
work. Do that on the space shuttle.
Like I said, the shuttle was just an amazing vehicle. I don't know if your listeners and readers appreciate what an incredible vehicle this was. The thing was, you know, it was very big and heavy, but it could turn on a dime and had a real nice interior, good finish out. Fit and finish was great. And the Atlantis had the leather upgrade and the TriStar engine.
Did you ever need to turn on a dime?
It was just a really well-made vehicle and everything, and I hate to see it go in mothballs, but they served their purpose, and they certainly deserve a high place of honor in our museums.
This is platinum-level astronaut Miltonson Karkalikian, who flew more space shuttle missions than anyone.
Karkalikian.
Yeah. Sorry. Did any of those missions stand out as being more enjoyable than the others?
Craig, they were all good. I really enjoyed every mission that I was on. You go up there, and I think a lot of people don't understand. You see just all kinds of strange stuff in space. I mean, stuff that you have no frame of reference for here on Earth. And
yeah, like what?
Well, I mean, you see exploding stars. The colors there are just beautiful. The glowing space dust that will surround your capsule from time to time. Saw a bear once.
Bear?
That was weird. It was just floating around. It looked like a bear, brown bear or black bear. I don't know. I don't know what kind.
You saw that in orbit.
I'm not well-versed in Earth sign, you know, biological traits.
Right, you're an astronaut.
Yeah, and I took a crack at it with the little .22 we kept on board there, and I missed it, but that bullet probably is still traveling.
You kept a gun?
You cannot fire a gun outside the space shuttle.
I find it odd that you kept one on board.
Well, we just keep a little .22, a little utility rifle on board, you know?
Just in case Martians invaded, or?
Well, yeah, in case of an invasion, or, you know, you see a prairie dog or some kind of smaller game you want to take.
Well, is it kind of sad for you to see this all come to an end for the space shuttle?
It is, George. Space was fun. There was just a lot of camaraderie. All the astronauts, we just got along so well. We did all kinds of crazy stuff. We used to play pranks on each other and all that sort of thing. I'm going to miss that a lot.
Like what kind of pranks?
Oh, I don't know. We used to, you know, like take somebody's dehydrated roast beef out of their space bag and substitute dog mess or something in there. I mean, this wasn't real high-level stuff, you know. I mean, it was just, you know, I was having fun. But we, you know, we used to use the Hubble telescope to spy on hot girls at apartment complexes in Daytona Beach.
All right.
Just goofing around. You got a lot of time to pass up there.
Sure. Well,
what are you going to do now that the space shuttle program is no longer?
You know, I really don't know. I, you know, probably go into speaking. Someone told me that Terry Bradshaw made like $250,000 to speak. And,
right.
And I'm thinking, gosh, well, I'm worth $5,000. I mean, at least something. That guy can hardly speak English. But, you know, I don't know. There's, you know, there's a lot of interest in the space program in places like China and getting people over to, you know, who've been a part of the U.S. space program to come over there and speak and everything. So maybe get some speaking fees. But, you know, China's interesting because we always used to buzz the Chinese upon reentry. It's just a kind of a gag.
That doesn't sound safe.
No, it doesn't. And But I think I'm going to write a book of my memoirs.
Okay.
That may be something people would be interested in because I had a lot of, you know, all the wild stuff that happened in space, the fun things that happened, the down, the lows, the... You know, I dated that crazy bitch Lisa Nowak for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's the one that always wears diapers and drives across the country.
Yeah.
Well, she did it once.
Oh, my God, was she a whack job.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of whack job, that's what you have to do up there in space most of the time. You know,
we don't have to hear about that.
That's why we settled for Lisa. But anyway, I sure do appreciate you guys' program.
Well, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, and hey, are the Mavericks going to go back this year?
Well, we'll see. We got to have an NBA season first.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's locked out right now.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, guys. I sure do appreciate it.
Okay, Miltonson.
Okay, thank you very much. Go NASA.
Okay, that is Miltonson Karkalikian, who claims to have been on more space shuttle missions than any other human. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.